give you the power to go through.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you believe right before I got ready to come up here, Pastor Grant looks over and he says, I could use some Popeye's chicken. He knew that would throw me off. No, all I can see is I'm at the order window. It's Tuesday, half price off. My. Praise God. You don't have to stand here. I just need to kind of explain my message tonight. Title of my message is Affordable Healthcare. Affordable Healthcare. On March 23rd, 2010, the president signed the Affordable Healthcare Act. This law puts into place comprehensive health insurance reforms that have been rolled out for the last 5 years. As you know, Washington, D.C. creates a lot of paper. They print it. And the Affordable Care Act is really adding to the pile. The nearly 11,000 pages of regulations for this one law alone could reach 3 feet high if you made the mistake of printing it. And as you know, there's an ongoing debate in this country about the Affordable Health Care Act. In fact, I believe the Supreme Court is about to make a ruling as to the validity or the legality of it. But I'm not here tonight to promote or debate the Affordable Health Care Act. Everybody said, hallelujah. I'm here tonight to declare you that God has given his church an affordable health care plan. Everybody said amen. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking God tonight for a supernatural move of your spirit. I am believing tonight, Lord, that people are going to be healed in their body, and I believe that you're going to help them, oh God, whatever their circumstance is. I'm asking that you anoint my lips and my mind in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, God used healings in many cases to bring people to church. The book of Acts is filled with instances of God using miraculously healing people. And 3,000 people came to church, and then 5,000 people came to church. And what I'm believing in my spirit tonight is the way Pastor Roy's been leading and guiding us here the last year or so, that the next dimension for Calvary Gospel Church is the dimension of healing. Now, we've seen healings here. There's no doubt about that, and I'm thankful for that. But I believe that we've been shortchanging ourselves in what we should and could receive from the Holy Ghost if we just allow God to work through us. The text tonight is Isaiah 53 and 54. Found something in the fourth verse here that I hadn't seen before. As I began to study, the Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God, afflicted. And I looked up the word griefs, and it means disease and sickness. Surely he is born. The word born comes from a Hebrew word that says that he's lifted it off of our bodies, and he put it on his body on Calvary's cross. Praise God. Isaiah 53, 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. You know, we can read this scripture and not really understand the magnitude of what he's saying. That you and I put all these stripes on his back. He was wounded because of his great and mighty love for us. That is amazing to me. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's future tense. And then 1 Peter 2:24, the Bible tells us, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So there was a transformation there. We went from future tense to past tense. We were healed. You know, God's affordable health care plan is a pretty awesome opportunity. It covers all pre-existing conditions. It doesn't make any difference what you come here with. God has guaranteed that you can be delivered of not only sin and not only sickness, but you can be delivered of oppressions, and you can be delivered of things that are reoccurring problems in your life and you can't seem to get to the bottom of it. Jesus Christ is here tonight, and I believe he put in my spirit, in my heart, that some of you are going to get this. Some of you are going to be delivered and healed tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that. I believe that. Praise God. There's no waiting period. It can be activated 24/7. He never puts you on hold. Call on me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So anytime, day or night, you can call on Jesus Christ. His precious blood is what paid the price for your and I health care plan. Praise God. If we believe that God's word is infallible and is forever settled in heaven, then we must accept this fact, that it is God's will to heal everyone. Say everyone.
Everyone.
No, you're not saying it aloud. Everyone.
Everyone.
Thank you. Praise God. There's no qualifications in that. The Old Testament is filled with promises of God's divine desire to heal us. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, you know, throughout the scripture from Genesis to the book of Revelation, there's just hundreds of scriptures that indicate that God's perfect will for you. If God's will is his word, then I can assure you tonight, you don't have to leave this building with any sickness in your body. And Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God. And then in Deuteronomy 7:15, I love these scriptures. Because these are not only promises of those folks back then, they're also promised to this church in this time period. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate thee. Praise God. It keeps getting better. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalms 103:2. And forget not all thy benefits. This is something that we sometimes do. We forget all the benefits God has given his born-again children. We cannot get hung up on circumstances. We can't get hung up on what we see with our physical eyes. We are standing on the promises of God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all thy benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? I don't know about you, but that scripture rings a bell in my spirit. Every iniquity, my goodness, I go back 38 years of sin, and I walked in here not knowing anything about sin and the consequences of sin, only to find out that he forgave me already at Calvary's cross. I'm just walking into the circumstance. I'm just walking in and taking advantage of what he's already provided in the name of Jesus. And then, who healeth all thy diseases? He healed your diseases at the same time he took your sins away on Calvary's cross. That's when the deal was put together. That's when God, it was finished there. Remember when he said, it is finished? Now, it took me 38 years to find the cross. It took me 38 years to get under the blood. It took me 38 years of beating myself up with the world and the things of this world. But then to walk into his holy presence and feel God for the very first time, Hello, how cool is that? And then to know that even though you weren't looking for it, he took all your sins away in water baptism. All of your sins away. We need to not be conformed to this world, but we need to be transformed. We need to renew our mind on this gospel. We need to understand it. We need to live it. We need to breathe it. We need to get so enamored by the fact that we are going to live eternally someplace, and it's not going to be hell. I don't know what heaven's going to be like, but I know what it feels like when I go into the presence of God. When I go into my prayer closet in the morning, Pastor, I feel the presence of God. I feel the anointing upon me. I come to the church service and I feel that. I read my Bible and I listen to hymns and, man, I can feel the presence of God. What's it going to be like when we go into heaven? Oh, hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and start thanking God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise. I'm excited about living for God. I said, I'm excited. This is not a problem here, friend. This is an opportunity. I once was blind, but now I see. The Bible says if the gospel's hid, it's hid to those who are lost, who the God of this world has blinded their minds. You know what it must feel like for a blind person to suddenly receive sight? You're looking at somebody. Do you remember when sin started looking like sin? You remember when God enlightened your soul and you said, oh my God, this is amazing. I had no idea I was dangling over hell on a thread. Didn't understand it. But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs, let's turn to Proverbs 4:20. The writer gives us a key, one of the keys to our affordable health care plan. Praise God. You need to understand these things, that this plan is available, but if you don't put it into action, it doesn't really do you any good. You know, salvation has been available, healing has been available for since God first put man on this earth. But you still have to enter into the covenant. You have to enter into the relationship. You have to understand the word of God and how it works. Praise God. My son, Proverbs 4:20, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Take your Bible to work. Get 3x5 cards and put them in your pocket. Recite those words out loud. Make a habit of speaking the word of God until it becomes part of you. It becomes your present reality. So when the world comes around dangling all these trinkets and ideas and fame and fortune and all that stuff, you understand that you serve a God who can give you above and beyond that which the world is offering. That whatever you ask him, according to his will, he'll give it to you. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will follow after you. Praise God. Proverbs 4:22, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's body. I'm reading from a different version. It says, and health to a man's whole body. So the word of God is not something to just be glanced at. You need to inquire. You need to meditate on the word. You need to seek God. You say, well, I'm not going through anything right now. Trust me, you will. Life is short and full of sorrow. So this is called preventive maintenance. Seriously. Ask Madeline. Suddenly there was an operation. Suddenly there was a crisis. You can ask a lot of people who have been in circumstances. You can turn the corner and you're going to say, what was that scripture on healing? What was this? No, if he has stripes and, oh, I don't know, but I know it's in there. I just don't know where the address is. Hide the word in your heart. Be prepared. because one of these days you will be there, or the trumpet's going to sound. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. Are you ready for that rapture? Are you ready, really ready? Is this part of your psyche? Is this something you think about, that one of these days you're going to go from mortality to immortality? So all the things that you worried about yesterday, really not going to mean much. In fact, when you get to heaven, you're going to say, why was I worried about that? Most of our problems are created by the lust of our flesh. And I'm saying that in a sense of, I spend more than I make sometimes, and I get in trouble. I eat more than I should, and I get in trouble. There's a lot of things about my flesh that I don't like, but I'm still working at it. You know, you get into the New Testament in the book of Hebrews. Now, this is where, to me, this is extremely exciting, because the entire Old Testament, there's hundreds of promises for healing, deliverance, salvation in there. But then you get to the book of Hebrews in the 8th chapter, and the Bible says, but now hath he ordained a more excellent ministry, by how much also is he the mediator of a better covenant. A better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So everything we've read is just a glimpse or a shadow of what Jesus Christ has provided for us. So now we've got everything that they had, plus better promises with a better agreement with the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Our healing was purchased by Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. There was a price to be paid. We don't have to pay it, but we need to recognize it. We need to thank him. This is why we worship the way we worship. It's not just about what God's done for me. It's about the sacrifice. It's about the deliverance. It's about all the things that he went through. He loved me, the Bible says, before the foundation of the world. And that I should stand before him holy and without blame in love. It's mind-boggling. Many people do not understand the healing today is part of the salvation plan. In fact, when you study out the words used for salvation and saved, it's really exciting to discover they come from the two Greek words, and one of them is sotia, and the other is sozo. And if you look at those, they mean health, saved, saving, to made whole. But both of these, we understand salvation. Those of you that have been here for some time understand the basic fundamental doctrine of salvation. But you need to understand, in that package came the affordable health care plan. God didn't exclude our healing. In fact, it's part of the benefit package. Praise God. The peace of God that passeth all human understand. The joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've been on some pretty heavy narcotics, and I can tell you, I've been pretty high over the years. But I can tell you this, it's nothing like being in an apostolic worship service. It's nothing like hearing the choir sing, or someone sing a solo, and you feel the presence of God. Just, it's almost like you're in heaven itself. And sometimes I believe that the choir loft is filled with angels, because the harmony and the sound is so beautiful. Praise God. Anybody amen that, or is that I'm just getting old? Praise God, praise God, praise God. So once you've experienced the new birth, I can tell you this, nobody's going to ever convince me or talk me out of the fact that when I went down in the waters of baptism, I came out of that tank. Nobody's going to tell me, oh, baptism is just an optional thing. You can do it if you want, or, you know, you can do it any old name you want to, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or in the name of Jesus. You think that's crazy? This is what people are saying today. I've had people say, listen, Pastor, you mean to tell me that God's going to send me to hell because I wasn't baptized in Jesus' name by immersion? I said, I never said that. The Bible did. We didn't write the Bible. We're just trying to give you enough information to make the right decision. Praise God. How many people want to go to heaven? What's the big deal about going down in the waters of baptism? 90% of the people that come up here, I asked them the same question. They received the Holy Ghost. I said, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. And they say, oh, I already have. I said, really? When? In my Catholic church. By immersion? Well, no, they sprinkled me. Well, then you need to back up. And I'm not cutting down any other denomination. I probably should never use the word. But nevertheless, this is how people think. And so then you tell them that there's no other baptismal formula in the Bible. None. We used to offer a $500 reward for anybody in the campus ministry had put this out. Anybody who could prove scripturally that any other baptism other than Jesus' name baptism. Oh, and they tried. They just couldn't come up with anything. Praise God. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 7 billion people on this planet. And somehow God found you and you and me and all the people in this building. And we have repented of our sins. And if you're here tonight and you haven't repented of your sins and been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you to know this is your night. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Somehow, the world has seduced a lot of Christians, and they have separated healing from salvation. So they believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior. They may not have the same doctrine as us, but they don't believe that God desires to heal everyone. Jesus went around, and the Bible says, He healed everyone. He didn't make exceptions. Your case is too difficult. I don't think I can do you. Praise God. Both belief and unbelief come from our hearts. We need to make a special effort every day to die daily. You need to die out to the counsel of the ungodly. And it's everywhere. It's in the airways. It's on the computers, it's here, there, it's everywhere. That counsel does not come from God, but if you're not careful, if you're not feeding yourself with the counsel of God through the word of the Lord, you'll self-doubting the word of God. Satan's not trying to take you out of church, he's just getting you to doubt. He wants to stick just a little bit of unbelief in you. And once he gets a little bit, he'll get a little more. And he'll send experts to your home. People who have experienced absolutely nothing to tell you everything you need to know about being saved. And I'm so thankful that I can stand up to them with my Bible, based on the teaching of our bishop here, and explain to them what they need to do to be saved. And they say, we'll come back as soon as we get some elders to come back with us. Bye. If you want to get rid of them real soon, all you have to do is say, thanks for coming. Let's have a prayer meeting. We don't want to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many Christians believe that God heals the sick sometimes, but that they don't believe that God will heal them. Have you ever felt that? You ever had something come your way? You know, particularly when you're involved in a prolonged battle. Our pastor's been going through it for a long, long, long time here. But I want you to know, this is not a reflection of anybody's spirituality. It's a reflection on the reality of your circumstance. We need to be ready to seek God with all of our heart, not during the trial. Before the event, be ready, Freddie. Hallelujah. You know, it's really impossible to claim by faith the blessings of God if you're not sure what the will of God is. You ever been there? If you think it, but if you're not 100% sure, if you can't come and boldly declare what saith the Lord, it doesn't going to work for you. You'll get knocked down quickly. The Bible says that Jesus is not only the testator of this new covenant, but he's also the mediator of God's will. Now, there was an interesting question here that I found when I was reading, studying for this. The author said, if it's not God's will for you to be healed, wouldn't it be wrong for you to seek recovery through natural sources? I've had people tell me, well, it's not God's will. I don't think it's God's will for me to be healed. Okay, then don't go to the doctor, for goodness sake. You don't want to go against God's will. Doctors have their place. God uses doctors. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Your heavenly Father knows your needs before you even pray. So when you come to him, you're not telling him anything new, but you're giving, going through the chain of command. You're seeking him first. Praise God. I love that scripture in Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I believe it's God's will tonight to heal every single person in this building. As much as I believe that if there's anyone here that has not repented of their sins and been baptized into the precious name of Jesus Christ, it's also his will, because you can't separate healing and salvation in the Bible. I'll tell you what I'd like to do tonight. I'd like to storm boldly into the throne room of heaven. And I would like to put God to the test. Are you ready for that? Listen, if he's God, it's not a problem for him to do whatever we ask him to do according to his word. If we sit back and wait for something to happen, it's not going to happen. But if we really, truly believe this word, God has no choice. He wants his will is to heal. His will is to deliver. His will is to make well. That's what he does. That's what he does. Praise God. If it wasn't God's will, then we wouldn't have the authority or the right to do this. But we're going to do it because it is God's will. God's word is God's will. You don't, you probably say, I don't know what God's will is for this. Listen, get into the word. It will reveal his will, because his word is his will. You know, there's not every sickness, it comes from the devil. Not every disease comes from the devil. But originally, in the garden, there was no sickness. So the originator of sickness and disease and sin, it started by the devil in the garden. Praise God. But I want you to know also that Jesus Christ spent a lot of time casting spirits of infirmity off of people. My count is there's 9 instances in the New Testament. 9 different occasions where it's recorded in several of the Gospels. And there are several other places that implicated that Jesus and his disciples cast out spirits and healed. Isn't that amazing? How many of you ever thought that maybe it's a spirit that you're dealing with? Hello? Is it possible? It must have been, because in the Bible, there's a lot of instances where Jesus records. In fact, if you look at the demoniac in the synagogue, he had a double cast out of him. A demoniac at the tomb near Gadara had a double cast out of him. A mute man oppressed by a devil, God opened up his speaking. A Gentile woman with a daughter grievously afflicted by the devil. A deaf, blind demoniac was healed and delivered. See, the healing can't come until the spirit is cast out, until the thing that's keeping you from God's word. You know, I got to thinking about this, and I'm thinking, what a better way for Satan to suck all the faith out of somebody. Think about it. You love God, you pray, you pay your tithes, you seek the Lord, and you've done everything you know to do. And you never once considered that you were not dealing with an affliction. You were dealing with a spirit of infliction. I didn't get many amens, but think about it. Maybe, and I'm not saying I'm anything against the devil, what if that's what you're dealing with? I've been around enough people that I know that they have had issues for certain things for years. Years. And they can't seem to get rid of it. Well, instead of trying to pray more, seek God more, and be more disciplined, why don't you just speak to whatever's on you? Why don't you speak to the stronghold? Praise God. And get rid of it. I think it's we need to take control of our own spiritual destiny. It was never God's will for mankind to be sick. Now, we put things in our body that may cause sicknesses, but I believe that God's perfect will would be for us not to be sick. Acts 5:16, another example. When Peter was preaching, there came also a multitude out of the cities and round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks with them, which were vexed with unclean spirits. Unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Well, you may not be dealing with anything right now, but I remember so many stories, not only in the scripture. I remember Sister Vesta Megan making reference to the fact that when Satan attacked her and she had severe rheumatoid arthritis in her hands and her back, and she was all gnarled up, and she prayed for 3 years, and one night the Lord cast that thing out of her, and she had total cleansing and victory. She said that devil came back 9 times to try to give it back to her. And I don't believe that anybody, I don't know your history, I don't know if there's people here that are dealing with certain things, but what I'd like to do right now, let's just, if one can put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, what could we do here tonight? If we really got in one mind and one accord and really truly believe the word of God, I mean, there's hundreds of scriptures that lead me to believe that we are not the tail, we are the head. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are now sitting in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and dominion and might. And every name that's named, are you happy? Is that a resounding yes, no? If we are living in the dimension that God wants us to be, we'll be sitting in heavenly places far above all the garbage of this world. We're in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We have authority over every issue in our life. God has given us all power, all authority. But it kind of blows our minds to think that God would put that kind of authority in my hands, knowing me. They didn't want to give me bullets in Vietnam. But now we've been given the authority to do the things that Jesus Christ would do if he was here walking these aisles. And not only that, we're going to try something tonight. I believe, I felt it, this in the Holy Ghost. I'd like to have everybody just kind of close your eyes. I don't know what you're dealing with tonight, and it certainly is not something that God can't heal or deliver you. Some of you, no doubt, are dealing with some heavy, heavy issues. Some of you are dealing with oppression. Some of you are dealing with depression. Some of you are dealing with sickness and disease. And there's all kinds of spirits in this world. And if it's sucking the lifeblood out of you, if it's putting doubt and fear in your heart, I'd like to pray a prayer of faith tonight. I'm putting God to the test, if you will. I just can't believe that it's God's will for us to be in this kind of condition. You know, the spirits must laugh sometimes when we try to treat our symptoms with man-made medicine. John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Do you believe this? Yes. Praise God. Ask, and you will receive. Seek and ye shall find, and knock it shall be opened unto you. We're going to ask everyone just to stay seated. And I want you to put your hand on your chest. And I want you to speak out loud. I want you to say, Lord, if I've done anything that has offended you and I have not repented of it. You don't have to say my words, but just basically repent. Just, God, I'm so, if there's anything in my heart that I need to get rid of, if there's anything hidden in my spirit that I'm not aware of, if I've done any presumptuous sin, oh my God, that you would forgive me, that you take this iniquity from me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, confess your faults and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In the name that is above every name, I'm asking God right now the prayer of faith for my brothers and my sisters. I'm asking God that you know their heart, and I'm commanding every spirit, every sickness, every disease, every circumstance, financial, physical, emotional, to be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to your heart condition. I speak to your depression. I speak to your arthritis. I speak to those things that are keeping you down. And I release that, and I call on the angels of the Lord to come into this room right now. And I'm asking God that you would do a mighty work in the hearts and minds of all my brothers and my sisters. We have said it, and we are declaring it, and we are standing on the word of God. It can never fail us or forsake us. Your word declares that you are watching over your word to perform it. You have declared that your word cannot come back void. It's not about our faith, oh God. It's about our faith in your word, about what we believe your word. It can never be. It's settled in heaven, settled in our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah, Kurabaka Satanabahata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's have a victory celebration. You have no idea what probably came out of you. Halabaka Sabahata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. See, you don't have to feel anything to have deliverance. You don't have to feel anything. You just need to start believing that you've received it, regardless of how you feel. Don't look for feelings. Look to the word of the Lord. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Spoken. Believe it. Trust in it. It will never fail you. It will deliver you. This is why my word declared that I sent forth my word and healed them. I am the healer of all sicknesses and diseases. I also offer salvation. I have come to make you whole, and I will make you whole this night.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think we need to have a little victory celebration here. I think we need to be able to worship the Lord here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you feel God touch you tonight, would you step forward? If you believe you spoke some things out of you, would you step forward? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Praise God, if you're here tonight and you've never experienced Bible salvation, I want you to know that we would be honored to pray with you, that you would receive the new birth experience. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. I said glory, glory, glory to God. He is a healer. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the first. He is the last. He is the bright and morning star. He is the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Reach out to him tonight. He's in this house. He's given you a promise to heal you, to cleanse you, to take all your sins away.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you need, Jesus can give it to you. Cry out to him. He's your Redeemer. The only one that you have. Believe him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God is in this house. God is doing great and wonderful things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. Continue to reach in. Reach into the very heart of God. He's here to heal us. He's here to heal us. He's here to deliver us. He's here to supply all of our needs. He's promised that in His Word. Oh, yes. He's all I need.